Lesson 12. 比较 A 和 A. Contrasting A with A. Part 1. 听辨练习
A. Listen and circle the corresponding number if you hear A or E in the word. 1. Able. 2. Bend. 3.Path. 4. Grove. 5. Grape. 6. Bathe. 7. Heaven. 8. Fame. 9. Strain. 10. Center. B. Write down the words you hear on the tape.Then fill in the blanks below. 1. Better late than never. 2. Let nature take its course. 3. To some extent. 4. In question. 5. At any rate. 6. A gold necklace. 7.Tell somebody to his face. 8. Place dependence on. 9. Heavy date. 10. Set the pace. C. Listen and repeat. Notice the sound A or E in the sentences. I will remember this red letter day.They seldom stay at the hotel during their journey. The ship is sailing for New Delhi. The man said he had made a model plane. I have sent 7 letters to my pen friend. It takes him 10 cents to get the painting. He attended the examination finally.Could you tell me the site of West Lake? Have you ever been to Sydney? He has wasted 7 eggs. D. Necessity is the mother of invention. The leopard can never change its spots. I try to do my best each day in my work and in my play, and if I always do my best,I needn't worry about my test.
Part 2. 跟读练习
A. Words. Initial. Acorn. Ale. Ailment. Age. Eight. Eight. Alienation. 18. Aching. Eighth. Lens.Lemon, menu, petrol, remedy, second, suspense, tremor, vegetation, whenever, medial, baker, lane, name, nation, sage, sake, prevail, shaky, tailor,Trace, peasant, head, pretense, record, telegraph, impress, lesson, professional, sex, wrestle, final, pray, away, way, bray, mainstay, gay.Spray, Malay, hideaway, parlay. B. Phrases. Wrestle with a temptation. Guess the meaning. 11 games. Dead creature. Never late. Hate the fellow. Came to an end. A bright prospect.Protect one's right. C. Form sentences like this. Wait for baby. The fellow is waiting for the baby. 1. Praise. Test. 2. Guess. Game. 3. Pay for. Dress. 4. Weigh. Bread. 5. Fetch. Paper. 6. Train. Pet.
D. Dialogue.
Thank you for your letter.
Is your waist any better?
Yes, I'm feeling very well these days.
I'm glad you are getting better.
And I was glad to receive your letter.
Then when will you be back again?
I will be back again next Wednesday.
I hope to see you at that time again. Bye.
Bye.
E. Paragraph. In the United States, during the meal, you should be careful not to leave a coffee spoon in a soup bowl, coffee cup, or any other dish. The coffee spoon ought to be on the saucer, and the soup spoon ought to be on the plate under the bowl. When you are having soup, try not to make any noise and use the side of your spoon inside and out, this way. Don't use the tip of the spoon. And you mustn't pick up your soup bowl to drink the last drops of the soup from the bottom of the bowl. Very often, there is only one main course and salad, followed by a dessert. If you find the meal not enough, say, "Oh, it's delicious," and ask for some more of the chicken or steak, or whatever you have just had. The hostess will be very glad that you appreciate her cooking and will give you an extra portion. But if you observe the Chinese way of being polite and say, "No, thank you," when the hostess offers you more, you will probably be starving later, because Americans will never press food on you. At the table, try not to make any noise when you are eating. However, it is not polite to not talk to the person next to you. It would be considered good manners if you handle your silverware with care so that they don't clatter. Do not belch in the presence of the others and do not hiccup more than you can help. When coffee comes, drink it from your cup. The coffee spoon should rest on the saucer while you're drinking. And smoking, of course, is rarely seen at a dinner table.